bunch of us young ones, we were in our 20s and early 30s, said, hey, wait a minute, we're the little people, and we want statehood, and we organized a little group called Little Men for Statehood and made placards and met the committee and beleaguered them in behalf of statehood.
That's Senator Vic Fisher, one of the 55 delegates elected back in 1955 by the people of the Territory of Alaska to write the Constitution for the state of Alaska. He was in Sitka recently to give a presentation on statehood for the Sitka Historical Society. He talked about the history of the statehood movement.
I came to Alaska to fulfill a dream, and everything turned out just the way I hoped, except that I was a second-class citizen because the federal government owned everything, ran everything, dominated everything, and we had no individual or virtually no community rights either. So it was a matter of getting a say over our lives, over management of our resources, over transportation, over court system, and everything else that affected one's life.
The federal government was not much interested in statehood for Alaska for several reasons. Southern Democrats in Congress were worried that if Alaska had voting representation in the Senate and House, they would be inclined to vote for civil rights legislation. That didn't set well with Southern states. But Fisher says there were huge economic issues, issues which revolved around, not surprisingly, fish.
The Alaska Salmon Industry, Inc., that was based in Seattle, and they essentially controlled the fisheries in Alaska. They didn't control, but they influenced congressional legislation, the management of fisheries in Alaska by the federal agencies, and fish traps were allowed, and local fishermen, sort of essentially at the expense of local fishermen, and that's why the coastal areas all around Alaska were very strongly for statehood, because fish traps were just abhorrent.
These were the kind of issues that brought territorial Alaskans together to create the grassroots movement and a document that would ensure statehood and passage of the Statehood Act. So, those 55 delegates and people from all over the territory gathered in Fairbanks for 75 days in the middle of winter in what is now known as Signers Hall on the University of Alaska Fairbanks campus. There, they toiled over every word and comma on the document, fashioning the Alaska Statehood Act. It was adopted by the territorial delegates in February of 1956, ratified on April 24th of the same year, and signed by then U.S. President Dwight D. Eisenhower on January 3rd of 1959, granting statehood to the territory of Alaska. Fisher gives a lot of credit to non-Alaskans for statehood, as statehood fever swept the lower 48, garnering support for the statehood movement. Fisher says there's no way Alaska would have become a state, though, without the unique brand of populism and bipartisanship that makes Alaska such an interesting political arena, even to this day. Reporting from Sitka, I'm Chris Todd.